This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
Malcolm Miggy Harris joining me in studio. How are we doing, sir?
Gino D, what is up, my man?
What's
How you doing?
How was your weekend?
It was
all good?
Good, brother. A lot of good football, some chicken wings, man. Just kind of chilled out and did my thing. You had a big weekend.
We had a big weekend. We were over at Oktoberfest. We had the Stein Hoist, the Brat Toss, Mr. and Miss Oktoberfest. Fantastic crowd. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to the Chattanooga Market once again putting on a fantastic event. Always fun. So a great community event. We had a blast. And I know that there was a lot of football happening because we could hear the people that were at the Oktoberfest still watching the games because you can't miss football even for Oktoberfest.
It was such a big football weekend, and we're going to get into that in a minute.
Sure.
I want to start back in the city because there's been some stuff on the diamond.
Yeah.
The Lookouts are putting the field officially together at Erlanger. So
awesome.
I saw that on their social media today. And then speaking of the other football, the playoffs are happening right now. Chattanooga FC and Huntsville FC are going to be going at it on October 19th, 7 p.m. for the MLS Next Pro playoff push. It's going to be at Finley this Sunday, so make sure you come out. Playoff soccer.
That's great.
For CFC. This
for
is
them.
Nuts.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Finley Stadium ready to go. People are coming out for that.
Oh, it's going to be massive.
They get excited.
Massive.
So something to be excited for sure.
You talked about football, and
yeah,
we'll get into it because the big news of the week, James Franklin, coach for Penn State, is no longer with Penn State. He was fired after some really awful losses, one to a winless UCLA, another to a really bad Northwestern team. He is officially out of the door. This is a top 10 college football job.
Yeah,
Penn State is huge. His buyout is upwards of $50 million. To put this in perspective for listeners, he is getting paid $667,000 a month to not coach.
Wow.
That's almost $20,000 a day. $20,000
yeah,
a day
that's
to not
impressive.
Coach.
Just to hang out now.
Yeah. So he has to look for work.
Sure.
I looked through the contract, but like
he'll
he's going to be
time.
Set. Being a fired college football coach is probably the best retirement in all of sports.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, they lost their quarterback, so...
And it really just because of just some bad losses. They can't deal with
losses,
it.
They just such... I mean, this team, you know, they were ranked top three in college football. We're looking to make a playoff, had all these players, NIL money, and now they're just have fallen off a cliff. They've lost their quarterback, Drew Aller, who was going to be like a first-round guy.
Okay.
A lot of things went left. So some names to look out for, Indiana head coach Kirk Zignetti.
Okay.
And Alex Golish, the former Tennessee offensive coordinator, head coach now at South Florida, I think are going to be two names that really get some attention at Penn State.
All right. Interesting enough. We'll have to keep posted on that one.
Definitely. We talked about college football, but last night, Monday Night Football, there's a reason I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
My Atlanta Falcons beat the Buffalo Bills, led by reigning MVP Josh Allen. Atlanta looked awesome. Bijan Robinson had 236 all scrimmage yards. This boy had a just a night. It was off the chain. Led by an 81-yard run. I mean, he's just doing it. Defense was flying around. So feeling good about the Falcons. And then also, former number one pick Caleb Williams led the Chicago Bears 25-24 on a buzzer-beater field goal to beat the Washington Commanders.
So it was a lot of great football all weekend long.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to continue this week. I mean, we got five ranked matchups.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my favorite matchup, I got my cigar ready. There's a reason why. It's because every time Tennessee beats Alabama or vice versa, you smoke a cigar whenever you win. My cigar will be ready. I'm going to get some practice in tomorrow, so I'm prepared.
Excellent.
And then some more matchups Chase is going to break down on the sports segment minute on Thursday. And then finally, some baseball tonight. The Dodgers taking on the Brewers. And as well as Seattle has a chance. They're up 2-0 right now on the Toronto Blue Jays. Two more wins, and they officially will make their first World Series of all time.
That's cool. I love when that type of thing happens.
Me too, bro.
It really is fun. No matter who, you know what I mean? You have your favorites, but to hear about a team that can finally come up and, I don't know, it's good to get some new blood in there once in a while.
It is, man. And it's good to be here on Hits 96.
Well, we appreciate you so much. That's the Chatted Up Sports Minute. Remember, you can catch it Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on Hits 96, 545. And don't forget to follow Chatted Up Sports on all social media, podcasts, and everything else. You guys got lots going on. And yeah, college football, here we go.
Oh my gosh, lock in. Let's go.
All right. Miggy, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you, brother.
It's Hits 96.